No touching.
Yeah, no touching them.
No touching.
Mice, mouse, keys, pads. You don't have to hold your arms up in the air the whole time. That
no touching.
But hello. Hey, buddy. I see the tank top made it back to the pod.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah,
we're back.
This must be the I'm on a weight loss journey, so the tank tops come out version of John.
That's how it goes, baby. That's how it goes.
Very nice. Yeah, it's been a
triumphant return.
It was a good week. It was a good week.
Yeah.
And we're back. Why? And we're back.
Give me some updates.
Why is it a good week? I'm trying to find a place to break for the break for the intro song, but I guess we'll just break at your tank top.
You just do that in the edit somewhere.
Because it seems the sleeves broke off.
You don't have to find the break like during the podcast. You do that during the edit.
Usually I do, but I feel like this is going to be a short one. So anyway, hey, buddy.
Was that a joke about my diminutive height?
No.
That was unnecessary.
Nothing to do with your
height. Are you wearing? Hold on. I think I know where the break's going to be. I just looked at you. I've been doing this whole, we've had a 5-minute conversation. I haven't looked at you one time. Hi, Hugh Hefner. What the fuck are you wearing right now?
This is not a politics podcast. This is not a...
It's a camera podcast.
I have some camera fun stuff to share, but not on the podcast. So this focus is all about our journey.
All right.
We're in week two. We had our third weigh-ins. We had our first weigh-ins, of course, and then last week, and then this week. I'm going to turn it over to you first because I think you maybe made a few little minor adjustments over the past week or so. Looks like you had some good results. I just want you to go. So go ahead. Tell us what's going on, John.
Yeah, I took all the carbohydrates that I was eating, and then I stopped eating them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And what that did is it accelerated the weight loss. I'm down just about 9 pounds. I was actually down 10, and we made some picanha. We made picanha.
Yeah.
And I logged it. I did my job, right? And this morning, so I was up about a pound after last night's dinner. And I thought, what the hell? Like, you know, but that happens sometimes. No big deal. And so I was like, all right, well, that sucks, but it's okay. And then this afternoon, I went to eat my lunch, and I took the piece of picanha that was left, and I weighed that, and I was like, oh, I mislogged. this is way heavier than I thought it was. And so I think I had 3 times the amount I thought I had. But you know what? It was all protein, and if you're going to cheat, and the way you're going to cheat is you had too much steak one night, that's a pretty good cheat.
Yeah, that's not a bad cheat at all. So real quick. So you week over week, you've cut back on the amount of carbs that you take in.
All of them. We call that keto. Yeah, yeah. I just took them all away.
Well, last time we talked, you were keto-esque because you were...
I was keto adjacent.
Yeah. Now you're just straight keto.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think I said this on the podcast, but I was the last podcast. I wasn't like trying to hide it or anything. It just wasn't how the conversation went. The simple side of it is I cannot be trusted with Cheez-Its. And I wish I could lie to you, but it's that simple.
It makes me laugh because this is coming from like a 40-plus-year-old man and not like a 40-year-old boy.
Yeah, but they're so happy. They make me so happy. And so I just decided, forget it. The best way to make sure this doesn't happen is take them away entirely. And I did, and it's worked great.
Yeah, nice. And you've been logging?
Yep.
Are you logging in the mornings, as you go, at the end of the day? How are you logging?
I still log as I go. I have been making my lunch, which you know is not my favorite thing to do.
It is not, but I'm proud of you for doing it.
But I have been doing that. And so I log that preemptively. Like tomorrow's lunch is logged because I know what I'm eating, so there's no reason not to. But then, you know, from there, again, I'm not trying to nail every macro perfectly. I think we talked about this non-podcast.
Yeah.
I really just want to look at the week collectively and have all of the protein goal that I intended be hit. That's really the only goal that I have. and then be generally under the carb goal every day. The difference is I'm not that offended to eat 29 carbs, and I know you're like a hard, on the line, you know, today's the wrong day to use the term Nazi, 20 carbs.
It's a wrong day to use that, Elon. Oh, you didn't see?
Did he make a Nazi? No, he did not on the internet today.
He did the Nazi salute twice in the same speech.
Oh, good. Oh, good. That checks out really good.
Anyway, yeah. Okay. So, and that's when I imagine you're like, no clicking.
I can't.
And I imagine you are. So you're down 14 pounds overall.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sorry, 9 pounds overall.
Yeah, 9 pounds. Nine pounds overall. We're gonna get to you next.
But when I'm looking at your journey, so it was almost 4 pounds, 3.5 pounds the first week, and then 5.5 pounds the second week. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
definitely making that keto change really has made a change.
Yeah, keto really kicks it into gear.
Awesome.
The meals have been really easy. I think it's just less of it. It's, yeah, well, you can't have as much as you want. If it's chicken, you can basically eat until you fall
can't
over.
Can't eat anymore, but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really just have like a protein and a veggie for every meal. And my snacks, I've been doing, I don't do like a planned snack like you do in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like if at night I want to have something that feels treaty, I take the Costco Greek yogurt, the plain
one. Good stuff.
And I mix that with about a half a scoop of protein powder. And then I got these insanely great honey roasted peanuts that I can have very few of because they're pretty carby. But you can take about six of them and put it on top. And it's awesome. it's like a dessert. It's fantastic.
You know, if you chop those up, like a rough chop, that becomes a whole lot more than six.
Yeah, but I kind of like the surprise bite when you get one.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, I feel really special about it. So,
nice.
But it's been good. It's funny. It's so, you know, you and I did it for so long. Well, I did it for so long, right? I did it for like 4 years that it just feels like I'm playing the old hits. Like, oh, I just will make that low-carb tortilla and throw some chicken on it. And the other day, Lindsay, what were they eating? They were eating something. I don't know what it was. But I literally cooked a chicken breast, and I took one little Mission low-carb tortilla, and I put like half a pound, maybe a little more of chicken on top of it. Way too much, right? And a little bit of cheese. And I just ate all the chicken and then finished with the tortilla and the chicken. And it was fantastic. And I was like, oh, this is everything I ate in COVID the whole time.
You know what's good about putting a lot of chicken in a little tortilla is that it doesn't leave a lot of room for other stuff.
It doesn't. Yeah. There's like no room to screw up. And I add lettuce. Yeah. That's like my screw up.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Great job. Great. You know, I think I even hearted your little weigh-in this morning on the log. So very nice work. As for me, so I experienced a slowdown that was expected. Week one, I lost 10 pounds. Week two, I've lost 4 pounds. So 14 pounds overall.
Yeah, but not, I mean, that's not really a slowdown.
Like, no, I mean, it's a slowdown from 10. But yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's been pretty much the same. I did up my calorie intake. So I went up about 100 calories. So now I'm at about 1450 or so is the goal. You know, we talked about this on the phone, off the pod, but for me, it's like my most important number is my carb goal. And, you know, you alluded to it earlier. I have a 20 total carb goal, and that's just what I stay at. And I know technically with keto, and a lot of people, if they're familiar with it, might say, well, only net carbs matter, et cetera. And they're absolutely right. However, it's kind of like the same thing for me as your Cheez-Its are. Like if it's 20 net, I could eat 70 grams of carb and just eat 50 grams of fiber. I could eat broccoli all day, but that's not the point, right? So I'm being very, very strict with it. Almost every day, I'm well above my protein goal. I'm below my fat goal. I'm at or below my carb goal. And I make it work. And I like to mix it up because it's kind of like a game. It's fun in terms of like how I fill in around the main meal. So it's been a pretty good journey. Yeah, it's been fun. I was a little worried because this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, I had barbecue. And so half brisket, half pulled chicken. So I kind of like to mix it up for the protein and the fat. But I was worried that it was a little bit heavier. It might reflect this morning. I guess I'll find out tomorrow if it reflected or not. But overall, it was a good day. It was a good week. I am proud of both of us. We are well on our journey. I think to our goals. You've got 33 pounds to go. I have got 49 pounds to go, which checks because, I think our goal weights are about 10 pounds apart. We started though about 30 pounds apart, so we're well on our way, and it'll be exciting to see what the weigh-in looks like next week. One last thing before we break though. Do you see any potential pitfalls this week or anything that you're concerned about? Preventing or overcoming.
I don't think food-wise, no. The biggest risk I had this week was we went out to dinner for Lily's birthday. We celebrated early to a sushi restaurant, and that's not a very keto-friendly place. But the sushi restaurant by our house, which we really like, actually has two keto rolls.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they do a soy paper wrap on one and a cucumber wrap on the other. And there's no rice, it's just fish. And so I got that, a little bit of sashimi, and and so nothing in the food side that I'm super worried about. A newly elected dictator, maybe dry January would be damp January, but I'll survive. I can still do that under keto. So, but no, nothing that I'm super worried about right now. I think I feel really good about the plan and where we're going, and I'm really, really happy with both of our progress right now. I think they're really great. I feel good. I hope you feel good.
I feel great. I do. I'm sleeping better. Clearly the only downside is I'm just always cold. But the good thing is I have a rope for that, so we're good.
Jesus Christ.
Skinny fries.